Welcome back to Coach Speak, presented by Carl Otto of Webster City here on 95.7 KQWC. Wrapping up our program tonight, talking with one of just two seniors on the Rolling Story roster, pitcher Cale Faber joins us. Cale, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Thanks for having me.
So as we take a look, you have been somebody that has seen and been around this program for a number of years and know the way that Rolling Story Baseball has done things for a long time, you know, with your family being involved in Rolling Story Baseball, but just, you know, how you've been able to be around Rolling Story Baseball and now lead Rolling Story Baseball with your, you know, your spin on things. Just how do you feel what things have you learned while trying to lead this group about what they can do and what the things they can do on a night in, night out basis?
Yeah, it's just we're a very team. That's what I've learned. We're a very great team. You know, we work together really well and we all push each other super, super hard. And what I've learned, especially trying to be in that leadership role, is, you know, just push guys, make them be better than what they are and don't really let anyone settle. And I think that's gone with the team. And now everyone does it. We're all pushing each other day in, day out in the cage or whatever we're doing. And it's just keeping intensity high and being the best we can.
And for you, you know, I mentioned the family aspect, and it's almost a luxury of sorts. You know, you have your dad in the dugout with you, Steve, as well as your older brother, Nolan, who was a great player for Rolling Story for a number of years. And so having those two on staff to kind of lean on and kind of, you know, kind of help reset things, maybe when things get a little, you know, out of whack, the rare times they do. Just how is it for you to have those two to lean on in the dugout? Not only just you, but it was the whole team to have two guys that have been around the program as much as your father and your brother have been to lean on outside of Coach Hill.
Yeah, no, it's awesome. I think Nolan's been a big part of it. I mean, he played 3 years here and he came right back in coaching and he's kind of just taken everything he's learned from his 3 years. I mean, his senior year, they were one of the best teams in the state and he's kind of just teaching us everything he learned when they were that good. And it's really helped us keep our, you know, our heads level, not get ahead of ourselves and just do what we do.
The last couple of years for you specifically, you've been the one, you know, in crunch time, if they need to give the ball to somebody on the mound in crunch time, you've been the one they've called upon the last couple of years. And this year has been no different, even with as talented as a pitching staff as your squad has from top to bottom. But just, you know, when you come into a game, you like a sub-state game or now, you know, hopefully soon a state tournament game, and they give you the ball, say, go get this done for us. Just how do you shoulder that responsibility? How do you take that responsibility and manage it while you're out there working on the mound?
Yeah, I mean, nothing really changes for me. I try and keep my same approach. You know, we've played really, really great defense this year, and that really helps. It takes a lot of effort or takes a lot of thought out of my brain. So I can kind of just go up there, you know, throw strikes and let guys get themselves out if they do, whether it's a ground ball or a strikeout. But I mean, I try and keep everything the same and just keep attacking hitters and letting our guys work in the field.
And keeping the topic on the pitching staff, obviously we know what this pitching staff, the depth this pitching staff has from top to bottom, what they've been able to do year throughout the year, night in, night out here throughout the summer, just working with this pitching staff, you know, throughout the offseason, now coming into the season, what's maybe the number one or maybe even one or two things that really stand out about what makes this group such a special group and what allows them to be the group that they've been all year?
Yeah, I think it's just coaching each other and really playing catch. I mean, our main six guys, we all play catch together. And so we're able to bounce ideas off guys, you know, learn pitch shapes and how we want to throw certain things. And I know I've had guys help me out. I've helped guys out. But, I mean, it's just like a family kind of there. You know, we trust everybody to help us out and we take their thoughts and everything really seriously.
And now finally, as we turn our attention to the state tournament coming up tomorrow with the matchup with Durant with a 1:30 start time, obviously, you know, it's been such a key part of a group that 2 years ago was on the doorstep of a state tournament. Now, 2 years later, you guys were able to get past that sub-state final, get to the state tournament here for the first time in over a decade. You know, I know you're not getting the start on the mound, but you never know when your number is going to be called. Just how are you staying prepared? How is the pitching staff staying prepared? And the team in general staying prepared for this, for not only the matchup on Monday against Durant, but with a victory, you know, with the week at large still ahead? How is the team just simply keeping themselves prepared for moments that could arise?
Yeah, no, I mean, last week we only threw recent games, so a lot of our arms, we threw live to each other. We were able to get live ABs, so all our pitchers saw really good hitters and all our hitters saw really good pitching. And so that was just keeping us all fresh and, you know, just taking care of our business in practice and taking everything really seriously, making sure we have intent behind what we do. And it's going to has me prepared. It has all our other arms prepared and just we're ready to go.
Kale, thanks so much for taking the time to talk to us and good luck tomorrow against Durant.
Thank you, Quinn. I'll be there.
Yep. That was Kale Faber, the starting pitcher and first baseman for the Rolling Story Norseman here on our Coach Speak program presented by Carl Otto. That does it for our program tonight. Be sure to tune in for Rolling Story Baseball tomorrow at 1:30 with pregame at 1:15 from the state tournament in Carroll.